grass-fed cattle trade was mainly steady at the end of the week. The nation's beef cow herd likely grew just a little this year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 17th of December. Negotiated cash-fed cattle prices in the Southern Plains on Friday were mainly steady with the previous week at $119 a hundredweight on a live basis. Early dress sales in Nebraska were a dollar higher at $188. Although too few to trend, early live sales in the Western Corn Belt were a dollar higher at $117, while early dress sales of $187 were at the upper end of the prior week's trading range in the region. Analysts with the Agricultural Marketing Service said Friday, continued positive margins give packers incentive to move every head they can through the pipeline, heightened by the way the holidays fall this year. They explained Christmas and New Year's being on Tuesdays will likely significantly temper harvest schedules both weeks. In the meantime, AMS analysts note the previous week's estimated 667,000 head fed cattle slaughter, if realized, would be the second largest weekly total since January of 2012. Cattle futures meandered to a marginally softer close on Friday. Other than 12 cents higher in spot Dece, live cattle futures closed an average of 29 cents lower. Week to week, though, live cattle futures closed an average of $1.04 higher across a range of 45 cents higher in the back contract to $1.45 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 22 cents lower Friday. Week to week, they were an average of $3.07 higher. Corn futures closed mostly unchanged to fractionally mixed, while soybean futures closed 4 to 6 cents lower. Choice and select box beef values continued the beginning of their seasonal divergence. Week to week, choice box beef cutout value was $3.33 lower Friday afternoon at $210.96 a hundredweight. Select was $2.64 higher at $203.14. Improving weather conditions, stronger cash-fed cattle prices the previous week, and firmer cattle futures helped lift calf and feeder cattle prices last week. Steers and heifers sold steady to $5 a hundredweight higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service, with instances of up to $10 higher on some weight categories. According to AMS analysts, order buyers had an easier time of finding orders as areas with extremely muddy pens since right after Thanksgiving started to dry out and firm up. They add that the time is of essence for both buyers and sellers. For sellers, it's the fact that many auctions close during the two holiday weeks. For feedlots and stocker operators, it's the reluctance to receive cattle with holiday-shortened work schedules. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, says calf and feeder cattle prices could bounce higher early next year with resurgent demand from farmer feeders. He explains farmer feeders are usually active buyers immediately following harvest. This year, with weather-delayed harvest in many areas, that didn't happen to the expected degree. With harvest complete, Griffith says there will likely be atypically concentrated farmer feeder demand in the new year. As well, he points out low corn prices often add to farmer feeder demand. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Friday, pressured by weak European and Chinese economic data pointing towards slowing global economic growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 496 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 50 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 159 points. Despite some notions to the contrary, the nation's beef cow herd likely continued to expand a mite this year, according to the Livestock Marketing Information Center in the most recent Livestock Monitor. Specifically, LMIC analysts expect to see national herd growth of 0.2 to 0.4% as of January 1st. That's despite federally inspected heifer slaughter through October that was running 7.3% more than the previous year, and federally inspected beef cow slaughter that was running 10.7% more. LMIC analysts note that the number of beef cows that calved increased by 2.6 million head over the last 4 years. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 17th of December. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.